You've been paying attention to all of the news this week. You've heard about rainbow fentanyl, like we don't have enough to worry about. And the scourge of fentanyl as an abusive drug that kills every single day in this country. How do we reduce the supply across Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, around the Midwest? Robert Bell is a DEA special agent in charge. And Robert Bell joins us now. We appreciate your time, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you, Jane, and your listeners this morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Your phone is a little funky, so we put you on hold. If it doesn't clear up, you'll know why. But anyway, there's a new initiative called One Pill Can Kill. Talk about it.
Yeah, we just completed phase three of One Pill Can Kill as an enforcement operation that went from May to September and seized over 36 million potentially lethal doses of fentanyl. That's over 10 million pills and 980 pounds of additional fentanyl powder. And fentanyl is the main driver of the, unfortunately, 107,622 overdose deaths that the U.S. saw in 2021.
The 980 pounds of fentanyl powder, I must have this number wrong. Did I hear this accurately? That if ingested could kill millions?
Potentially 36 million lethal doses, the 10 million pills plus the 980 pounds of fentanyl powder. And that is an astounding number, especially when we know how potent fentanyl is, 50 times more potent than heroin.
I mean, it's just the numbers are unbelievable.
Staggering.
Yeah. And so where is the fentanyl coming from? And I think we know the answer, but explain that a little bit more. And then it's going into pills being passed as prescription pills. And then people are taking these, kids are taking these, and they're overdosing.
Yeah, that's right. It's terrifying. And this is being targeted towards new and younger users as well. To answer your question, ultimately or originally, the precursor chemicals are predominantly coming from China in huge volumes to Mexico, where two main cartels are responsible for producing almost all of the fentanyl that comes into the U.S., the Sinaloa cartel and the cartel Jalisco New Generation, or CJNG. And yes, there are a lot of pills on the street available on social media platforms. They look like OxyContin pills, like legitimate pharmaceutical pills, but they're not legitimate. They're fake, and they contain fentanyl. And then now we've got this rainbow fentanyl problem, we're calling it, where colored fentanyl, sometimes the traffickers call them Skittles or Sweet Tarts, are being made available to attract new, younger users just to try to create more users, more addiction. And, of course, it's all about creating more profit for the drug cartels.
Yeah, and be clear on this. The Sinaloa cartel and, the Jalisco New Generation cartel, the ones you've heard of, that's just the tip of the spear and part of the problem. And they don't care if they're killing 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds. They don't care. It's about the money. Meanwhile, in China, jurisdiction with the DEA, is it worldwide? I mean, what can the DEA do to stop the China flow?
Well, we have offices globally. In fact, we have around 90 offices in 70 different countries. So we're working hand in hand with our counterparts. I'm not going to lie to you. It's difficult making progress in China. Although China did take action to control many of the fentanyl-related substances, and that slowed down the variety of fentanyls. But now what we're looking at is the precursors. Again, the precursors leaving China and other Asia countries, going to Mexico, and just huge volumes of that being made. So what we're doing is taking action to dismantle, really destroy the Sinaloa cartel and CJNG, and we're going to keep doing that.
Wow. I mean, dismantle and destroy. You're talking about this rainbow drug, or the rainbow...
Rainbow fentanyl, yeah.
Fentanyl, thank you. We've always heard of drugs on the street. There's heroin. There's always prescription, medication that people are taking. Have you seen an increase over the years, especially since 2020, or are you really getting after this problem and tackling it and seeing a little bit of an improvement?
Well, unfortunately, I think the projections for this year may be at the same level in terms of the number of overdose deaths or even above. And the problem, one of the problems is that in the past, Most drugs were plant-based or organic, and you needed farmers and fields and 4 or 5 months to grow a crop and then a lot of processing. Now what we have is this movement to fentanyl that is purely man-made chemicals, synthetic, and there's virtually a limitless amount of precursor chemicals that are available to the cartels to produce this stuff around the clock in industrial-sized clandestine laboratories in Mexico. So we're being faced with an onslaught of this very poisonous drug that's coming into the U.S. from the Sinaloa cartel and CJNG.
Is this a drug that is taken after the high wears off and the thrill of other drugs goes away? I mean, who's likely most addicted to this?
Well, the way it started was there was a pill problem the United States developed with the diversion of legitimate pharmaceutical opioids. Then that graduated into the production of more heroin, and now that's transitioned to fentanyl. So people with an opioid issue, but then what's happening now is, unbeknownst to the users, the cartels are actually putting fentanyl into cocaine, methamphetamine, and other drugs to try to get additional people addicted to increase their market share and increase their profits.
So yeah, okay. Why would they put it in other drugs? But that's because they want to increase your addiction so that you would get more and more people buying it, which is the end game for them, is to make the money.
That's 100% right, and that's also why we are using the term poisonings, not just overdose deaths, but overdose deaths and poisonings, because many people don't even know they're taking fentanyl when they're taking it.
Right. I met a woman who started a campaign called Forever 83. Her son took illicit fentanyl because he thought he was taking a Percocet. And again, one pill can kill. And sadly, she lost her son.
Is there enough users out there? Are there enough users out there to kill the customers? Literally kill the customers? Because, you know, they're mixing fentanyl in. They're killing a lot of people in the process.
Well, of course, we have about 350 million Americans in the U.S., and there are a lot more people who are not using drugs than who are using drugs. But the number of people with an opioid problem has grown, and it's just very concerning for us.
What do you want the public to do?
I'd love the moms and dads, the caregivers, the teachers, and the coaches to go to DEA.gov/onepill. One Pill Can Kill is an enforcement initiative, but it's also a public awareness campaign. And I would love for those parents, caregivers, teachers, and coaches to go to DEA.gov/onepill, arm themselves with information, and talk to the young people that they work with every day.
DEA.gov/onepill. One is O-N-E, yes?
O-N-E-P-I-L-L.
Yeah, not the number. Yeah. O-N-E. Special Agent Robert Bell, DEA Special Agent Robert Bell, stay safe and thank you for the information. I hope you'll come back.
Thanks for bringing this to your listener, Steve and Jane. I appreciate it.
That's a guy who works for a living.
Yeah, he sure does. And really good, insightful information, because we hear about it, we see it on the news. But here's a guy that's focused every single day on getting this drug off the streets and helping people along the way just create awareness.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.